There she be. Coming up all white. Dollars in there, John.
Okay.
It's going at the back, 357.
Okay, 357. You fellas are ready packing them away there.
Tony, I can't get a locator of that. You know, we're right on the rim of...
We've located it on TV, so we have it.
All right. Okay, we're going over to the big boulder.
Good show.
Down sun here, down phase, at this area, down slope, you get a definite feeling of lineation that runs southwest, northeast, from Stone Mountain. There's sort of little furrowed ridges and pits and things.
Okay, you don't see any sharp scarps or anything like that, though.
No, sir.
No, nothing like on that map.
Right.
Although it's worse. Well, I'll tell you. There's holes that, basically in zero phase.
Well, I'm out of water. Drinking water, that is.
Well, okay.
Hey, John, you want to try just a piece of that?
Look at that, Charlie.
What's that?
That thing has, though. Has greenish black glass in it, right there in that boulder there.
It looked like it to me too. Yeah, let's see if we can get a piece of that. Hey Tony, this is a subrounded rock boulder that's a meter and a half across. It has a predominant fracture set, 20 centimeters on a side that run here southeast. Southwest northeast. It's a predominant fracture set, and it's
okay.
And it's partially buried.
What's that?
Okay, and John, over here also, as we move around, that very white material is right under the right under John's feet. I'll take a picture of that, and he's really changed the albedo by kicking into this little crater by this big rock. Go get out. Ah, here he comes, folks. He's got the hammer out. I knew he couldn't resist.
I don't know if this will work or not, Shirley. But it couldn't pick a better spot.
Here we go.
Gonna do it. There's a piece. Hold you down a little bit. Cotton dog. He did it. It's a very friable rock, apparently, Houston.
Okay, outstanding.
Charlie, don't do that. Let me do it.
I got it. Leaning on the shovel. Okay, Houston, it's got some green clasps. Some white clasp, a grayish matrix. The clasps are a millimeter size and make up 5% of the rock. one big crystal 5 millimeters across it. I can't tell what it is, but it's a beauty.
Okay, do you think that's still a Betcha?
No, I'm not sure, John. I think it might be, yeah, I think it's a Betcha, really. Very probable.
Yeah, it's a Betcha, you see.
Yeah.
Well, it's not right. It's a Betcha, and I can see at least, there's, like Charlie says, there's two or three different type class in it. Just a one-stage Betcha, though, it looked like. It's going in the bag 353.
Okay, 353, and you've got about 9 minutes until you have to leave.
All right, we'd like to go out and get one of those sharp rocks and a soil sample here.
Okay, sounds good. And while you're taking pictures there, if you could take some pictures of the lineations on the ground you talked about.
Yeah, I'll do that when I get to the right spot.
Okay.
Okay, I'm taking a soil sample of the fillet around this rock.
Okay.
Boulder. John, you just whacked that beauty right off of there.
Like you say, it's friable. I hit it on a fracture set, too.
Yeah. Turn that shovel that way.
368. This stuff is going into Houston.
Okay, 368, the soil.
Yeah, I'll get the after on that, John.
Okay. Charlie's getting the after on that soil of 368.
Done.
If you have time, could we do a second pan from here?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to do that, ain't I?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. That'd be a good idea. We're right on the rim of, we're really right on the rim. This rock's right on the rim of both plum and flag.
Yeah, my guess is the rock is, the way it's laid in here, it's probably from the bottom of plum somewhere. Down there somewhere.
Okay, John, I'm going to go over here and get some of these lineations.
Okay.
Close up. Get something out there for scale. Tony, the lineations might be, I think really what it is the shadows cast by the sun because the regolith is so unconsolidated, loosely packed.
I think you're probably right. That makes a good study.
Yeah, in fact, I'm convinced of that. And, okay, well, that's two stereo from 7 feet.
Okay.
John, you're just beautiful. That is the most beautiful sight.
What's that?
You're standing there on the rim of that crater.
Doggone, I've never heard John describe as beautiful.
No? Well, he's not really. Well, actually he is on this thing, I'll tell you. Hi there. Hey, John, I'm going to run on out and look at some of these angular ones out here.
Okay.
Tony, those lineations are definitely... are definitely due to the shadows on this loose regolith.
Okay. We're going to have to hustle you on pretty soon, so you better grab those angular rocks.
Okay.
That pan takes me through frame 53.
Okay, 53.
Tony, I'll document this one while John's coming over with a scoop in place as a gnomon.
Okay, fine. Boy, this TV sure makes this fun.
And you really make good time around here.
Yeah.
You get that biggie, Charlie?
That one right there is what I'm going to get. Think it'll go in the bag?
No.